This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Is there any empty chair on this side? Is there any vacant chair on this side? We have our older brother there and he doesn't have a chair. So if someone can help him out, that would be great. Jazakumullah khair. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped. None has the right to our ultimate love and devotion but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except in a state of submission to your Lord as Muslims. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah. Fear him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are those of Allah, and the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters and religious matters are considered to be an innovation, and every innovation in religion is bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. He was calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him a child for a long time. For a long time, he's hoping that his wife would be able to bear a child. He got desperate and she got desperate, but they never lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She even went beyond the age of being able to give birth. And then afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a son. Allah grants him a son after a long time. And due to his mission, he's unable to spend the early years of his son's life with him. So he was away from his son, away from his family for quite some time. Then when his child reaches the age where he can be of assistance to his father, when his son is able to offer his dad some help, so maybe his son has become a teenager, he's somehow independent, he has some level of physical strength and he's able to help his father out, the call comes to him. In his dream, and it tells him, sacrifice your son. Sacrifice your son. It was shocking. It caught him off guard. And that was Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. After having waited for such a long time to have a son, after Allah had granted him a son, after he hadn't been able to spend a long time with his son who was living in Mecca, and in one of his trips to Mecca where he reunites with his son, his son now is more of a teenager, his son now has grown, Allah reveals to him, sacrifice your son. And you can imagine the amount of love that he has to his son after being desperate, after being away from his son. Sometimes as a parent, as a father, or as a mother, you might travel. You might not see your son for quite some time. Sometimes even with your son or your daughter, they go to school, or they go on a summer camp, or they go on a trip. You miss them. And it's painful. And you weep and you cry and it hurts you. Sometimes your son goes outside and you're just concerned for your son. Something might happen to them. You're concerned for your daughter. Some harm might come their way. And your heart bleeds as a parent. But then after he's reunited with his son, Allah tells him, sacrifice your own son. You do it. You do it yourself. What does Ibrahim do? What does he do? He's obedient. On the spot, he knows it's a command from the Almighty. And he knows what his mission is. So automatically he goes to inform his son, his young son. And he says to him, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni adbahuk. He says, oh my son, I've seen a dream, and the dream is of the prophets is a revelation from Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, رُؤْيَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَقٌّ. The dreams or the visions of the prophets are a true revelation from Allah. There's not some kind of random thoughts that the prophets see in their dream like every one of us. When a prophet sees something, it's a revelation from Allah, it's a command from Allah. So he says to his son that I see in my dream that I'm sacrificing you. What does his son reply? How does his son reply? The son of a prophet. He's a prophet and the son of a prophet. He's obedient to Allah and he knows who he's dealing with. Allah is beyond doubt for him. The command of Allah is beyond question for him. The mercy of Allah is guaranteed. There's no doubt about it. So he says, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my dad, do what you are commanded to do. Do it, go ahead. And automatically, no time is being wasted. No second thoughts, no time to enjoy before that sacrifice. They're not buying time, they're not wasting time, they're not hesitant, they just go about doing it to execution. That's the biggest test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. Indeed, Indeed, this is the true revealing test. This is the ultimate test that reveals the reality of the person. The concept of sacrifice. The concept of sacrifice. And in a sense, that's what the days that lie ahead of us, round the corner, are about. This has to do with Hajj, with the rituals of Hajj, and Eid al-Adha, the slaughter that we offer, the qurbani that we offer, the animals that we slaughter during the days of Eid, are a reminder and are a symbol that take us back to that beautiful meaning manifested by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, not only as a memory, but as an example, as a role model for us, as a way of life for us to follow, to learn from. It teaches us something so valuable about who we are and about this life and about how we should treat the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the important principle of sacrifice. Because life, if you look at it, is full of sacrifices. There's a sacrifice that is forced upon you. You have no choice about it. It's decided. You have to go through it. And there are other types of sacrifice where you take the initiative and you proactively seek such sacrifices. And you would not understand, none of us would understand what's the concept of sacrifice and what it means without reflecting on the story, this beautiful story of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. And that's what we are going to do today. And we will take the lessons from how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the story. We want to see how it starts. We want to see how it unfolds. We want to live with this story and try to get into the mindset of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. And try to see what kind of heart they had to be able to display such a level of sacrifice and obedience and transcendence and selflessness for the sake of Allah. And then how does the concept of sacrifice play out in our lives? And what are the consequences if we understand it, live by it, and abide by it? There are treasures in it that we can only unlock if we follow the example of these great prophets. And then we will see what is the reward that Allah gives the people who trust Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah As-Safat, He says, or He narrates the dua of Prophet Ibrahim. Allah says that Ibrahim made the dua, فَلَمَّا رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O my Lord, grant me righteous children, righteous progeny. Oh Allah, give me children that are righteous, that are going to be obedient, that are going to be servants of Allah the Almighty. They're going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one of the biggest tests and most painful, agonizing tests in life for a father or a mother to have a son or a daughter who don't follow the truth. It's painful. It tears your heart apart as a parent. It aches you to know that your son or your daughter are exposing themselves to the eternal pain and agony of the hellfire. It's painful because the son is part of your heart, is a piece of you, and you don't want that to end up in the hellfire. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Allah says, we gave him the glad tidings of a patient, forbearing son. And that took a long time. And that teaches us a lesson that you might call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't mean Allah works for you. It doesn't mean Allah works on your own conditions and terms and expectations. Allah answers the dua when it's right, at the perfect time. So Ibrahim, for more than a decade, actually for more than 2 to 3 decades, he's expecting the son and hoping that Allah would grant him a child. And Allah does not respond immediately. Allah responds when the time is right, because Allah's plan is better than your plan for yourself. So Allah finally gives him a son. Then Allah says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When his son reached a level where he could be of assistance to his father, he became a real asset to his father in the world. He was physically capable, mentally aware and ready to deal with life. That's the time when every effort, every ounce of effort and sacrifice you put with your son, that's when you start to reap the fruits. That's when it starts to pay off. Allah says to him, oh, he sees in a dream that Allah commands him to sacrifice his son. Sacrifice your own son. After all of that, Allah wants to see who comes first. Your love for your son, long awaited for son, or your love for Allah. Your attachment to your own child, or your devotion and obedience to Allah, which comes first. And sometimes, oftentimes, life presents you with paradoxes where you have to make a choice. And the choices sometimes that you have to make are not between good and bad. Sometimes they are between good and good. And it's hard to sacrifice what's good for what's good. It's painful. And sometimes life offers you a sacrifice or a choice that you have to give up on something of value for the sake of something of a greater value. And it's tough and it's hard. So Allah puts Ibrahim in front of a difficult choice. Either Allah or your son. Either Allah or your son. Which one you're going to choose? And life is going to test you. Life is going to test us. There will be moments where you have to sacrifice something you love. But Allah is testing your priorities. What is your value system? What comes first? How do you organize your priorities? There will be moments where this will be tested. And you have to be ready for that. The only way you're ready for that is to have your priorities set right and clear. You have to be clear about what comes first to you. What's at the top of your list? You can't leave that for that moment, because sometimes you'll be blinded by emotion. You have to know what comes first. You have to develop clarity about what you are willing to sacrifice and for what, and what you will never afford to sacrifice. Sometimes you'll have to sacrifice your physical well-being. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your time. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your connection to your family. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your finances. Your hardly earned finances, what you worked hard to earn and get. Sometimes you have to sacrifice what you have received as a gift from Allah after a long time of wishing and hard work. Sometimes you'll have to sacrifice it for something greater. And it's tough. And when the call is close and the competition is narrow, if you don't have clarity, you might make the wrong choices. So Ibrahim alayhi salam had his priorities clearly identified when Allah said, despite all of his attachment to his son, and not only Allah said, let go of your son or abandon him, Allah said, you sacrifice him. You do it yourself. extremely difficult and challenging. But with Ibrahim, there's no moment of hesitation. There's no moment of hesitation. Allah comes first no matter what. So he goes about to inform his son so that they can do it together, both obediently. His son displays the same level of devotion. He says, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my dad, do what you are commanded. No question, no hesitation. He's not asking for a break. Let me think about it. Give me some time so I can buy into that, so I can swallow that, so I can fathom that, I can make sense of it. Give me some time to figure it out. None of that happens. Why? Because the priorities are set clearly. They know what comes first. There's no question about it. And second, they know who they're dealing with. You're dealing with Allah. You're dealing with Allah, and when you're dealing with Allah, you know you're not going to be handed short of what is optimal. You're going to get the best. You're going to get the best. But you have to have your priorities right. That's why it's hard to make a compromise. That's why it's hard sometimes to make a sacrifice. That's why it's hard to obey Allah and let go of our desires, of our plans, of our wishes, or of what we want badly. Because our priorities are not clear in our mind. We haven't identified them clearly. So Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam go about executing the slaughter. As soon as Ibrahim alayhi salam engages physically in the slaughter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him out the relief, the way out of that. Allah sends down a ram, an animal to be slaughtered as a ransom for Ismail. And Allah says to Ibrahim, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Oh Ibrahim, you have been true. You have been faithful to the command of Allah and to your commitment to Allah. So when you say La ilaha illallah, when you say Allahu Akbar, you mean it. It's not just lip service. You live that true, it's true in your heart. Your priorities are clear. Allah is number one, regardless. You have full submission, obedience, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know Allah will not let you down. That made you go through this predicament, through this hard test. Then Allah says, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That's how we recompense the muhsineen, the ones who do the best. Reach the highest level of Iman, which you worship Allah as if you see Him. You know Allah is merciful. You know Allah is fair and just. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let you down. That's what Ihsan is. So that's why you could do something like that. You have that level of clarity and trust in Allah. And when you have that level and act upon it, what's going to happen? Allah will give you a way out. You cannot lose. Allah did not let him sacrifice his own son. But why? Because Ibrahim went ahead with it. You have to cross the river of trust. You have to go against your fears and against your concerns and against your desires and short-sightedness so that you can see what's beyond it. What's after that? But most of us don't give ourselves the chance. We don't give ourselves an opportunity to find out what's on the other side. We're too scared. So we back off. That's why we don't get to see what happens on the other side. We don't get to see the mercy of Allah and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. This is indeed. This is the revealing test, the ultimate revealing test that shows what's in your heart. Allah reveals your reality through these tests. So sacrifice reveals the level of our devotion. The sacrifice reveals who we are. And then Allah says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we have ransomed him with a great animal to slaughter. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Allah gave Ibrahim and Ismail this great heritage and this great example that would last till the end of days. سلام على إبراهيم, peace be upon Ibrahim. كذلك نجزي المحسنين. That's how we reward those who have إحسان. إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين. Indeed, he is from our believing servants. Believe. That's belief. That's the hallmark of belief. That's the concept of sacrifice. Sacrifice is that you are willing to offer something of great value, something you are attached to, for something of a greater value. But the call is close to you, and it's tough because you want both. But the circumstances and the test allows you one. Allows you one. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. So sacrifice is a trade-off. You have to give up something to get another thing, and you can't get both. Life is going to put you through that. It's going to put you through that in many ways and fashions. So when you pray, you're making a sacrifice. Instead of spending your time with something else, with family maybe, with work, or with doing whatever you enjoy, you're taking the time out and you're placing it in something of greater value to you. So that's a sacrifice. When you fast, you're disengaging from something you're attached to, food and drink, for some time. It's a sacrifice. You are making an investment. We do that in business. People who have some finances, some assets, they do a sacrifice. Instead of enjoying their money now and keeping it in their possession, they are putting it on the line. They're investing it. They're risking it. Why? Because they believe they're going to get a greater value by putting this on the line. So they're willing to make the trade-off. When you study as a student, when you go to school, instead of just chilling and playing around and enjoying yourself, you're putting hard work, you're studying and you're learning, and you're going through exams, and it's tough. That's a sacrifice, because you expect to get something of greater value in your future. It's an investment. That's what sacrifice is. If you spend your time playing video games and playing basketball and hockey here and there, and you don't work hard on your studies, you haven't made a sacrifice. You're going to struggle when you grow up. You won't be in good shape. And those who made the sacrifice when they were young, they will start reaping the fruits. We make that sacrifice. But there is an element of risk. There is discomfort in it. So when these days come, the days of the Hijjah, and we try to fast and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, it's a sacrifice that we are doing. We're investing our time in something, and we're sacrificing something of value, hoping to get something of a greater value. And that's the whole test of life. You are given this life, you can either enjoy it and do what you want, and you'll get some value out of it. But you have the other choice of taking the harder way, the more demanding way. And you sacrifice your joys and your pleasures and your whims and your desires for the sake of an eternal life. Unlimited pleasure and connection to your Lord in paradise. That's a sacrifice. That's an investment. That's a trade-off. And even those who do the opposite are making a sacrifice. And that's what I'm going to close with. You're given this life as an opportunity. And you're given the hereafter and paradise as a potential gift. Conditional. It is conditional. It's an opportunity. If you choose this life and do whatever you want and do everything wrong and ignore the hereafter, you have sacrificed the hereafter. You have sacrificed an eternal life of joy and bliss for the sake of a shorter life. That if it gives you some pleasure, if it makes you laugh, also makes you cry. We're all making sacrifices. We're all making trade-offs. And the sacrifices you make They just reveal what your priorities are. Your choices reveal what's really in your hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make the right choices and the right sacrifices. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al qawmi al kafirin. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن لهم حق علينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم كن للمستضعفين من المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم احقن دماءهم اللهم صن أعراضهم اللهم احفظ عليهم دينهم وإيمانهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.